This portion of Grassroots Marketing on Location on Cannabis Radio is presented by Norick Risk. Creating unique insurance solutions for the hemp and cannabis industry is a passion of Norick Risk. Rooted in over 100 years' experience, placing custom, extra-large insurance programs worldwide. Learn more at norickrisk.com. CannabisRadio.com presents Grassroots Marketing on Location, featuring exclusive one-on-one interviews with those impacting and evolving the cannabis industry. Now, let's go on location to the 2016 NCIA Cannabis Business Summit in Oakland, California.
Welcome back, everybody, to the National Cannabis Industry Association's Cannabis Business Summit. We're live here in Oakland, California, and joining me at the desk, we've got Chris Wren, the Vice President of American Sales here at Atrium System, Commercial Cannabis Cultivation Systems. Welcome. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great, Russ. Thanks for having me on.
I've got a great flyer, a brochure here for your products, the Atrium System, high yields, automation, reduced turnaround time. Tell folks about what you're peddling here at the show.
Well, Russ, our goal is to create a plant paradise. And we are a bunch of sensor geeks that got together in Silicon Valley. And really, it's about giving plants the chance to express themselves in the most optimal ways. And in raising children, we always have the discussion of nature versus nurture.
Sure.
And there's been a lot of breeding of cannabis to get the cannabis to express what we want out of it. But you can also control the environment. And when you control the environment, you can optimize the expression of those genes. So we really, make plant life support systems that are allow plants to go bigger, faster, stronger. And the Atrium System takes cannabis from clones through vegging, through blooming. We're a Pan Pacific company. We have operations in China also. And there we're focused on pure foods because melamine in dog food isn't the only problem there. I mean, somebody might plant bok choy in a field where they used to have a nickel plating plant. Next thing you know, you got shiny bok choy. So, and there we grow in clean rooms and pesticide free. And with our Atrium System, we grow there. But in North America, our focus at this time is primarily the cannabis business. And we're about high yields, healthier plants, less labor. And we're aeroponically focused.
Okay.
And aeroponics, a lot of people recognize aeroponics as the top of the hydroponic food chain. Mm-hmm. But the downside of aeroponics is if your pump goes, so does your plant. So if you're hand watering in cocoa or in your soil, if you forget to water on Sunday, the girls will still be there on Monday, and they may not be the happiest they've ever been, but they'll still be there.
Yeah.
And if you lose a pump and arrow, you've got dead lettuce come Monday.
Yeah.
And I've been there. I've seen that. So our goal is to monitor the plant environment with sensors. We have our Atrium app, which is really the nanny for our grow. If something goes wrong, the app can send you text so you can go act. The nanny, the app, runs the grow plan. So it's going to do our dosing. We're doing our dosing through sensors, so we're always on pH. You know, one of the things when you read, whether it's Jorge's book or Ed's book, if you think you have a nutrient deficiency, check pH. And if you still think you have a nutrient deficiency, check pH again.
Yeah.
So we can keep pH rock solid. I mean, we want 5.85, we're 5.85. And it'll stay 5.85 no matter what other changes are happening via the dosing or the environment. And that takes a lot of worry away just doing that. And if you want to ramp from 1,000 ppm to 1,400 ppm over 5 days, you set the grow plan and it'll do it. When it's time to flush, you know it's time. And when you're done flushing, your ppm shows that. For those of us with gray hair, and for those that can't see, me and Russ, we both have gray hair.
Oh, yeah.
we know what a player piano is, and you'd put a roll of music in a player piano, and it would play a song. And I look at our system as a player piano for plants.
Yeah.
And we play the song that they love, but you can change a note here and see how that works. So, let's say after flush, you wanted to dry out and see if that would express terpenes and THC better. So instead of irrigating once every 5 minutes or once every 10 minutes, you slow your irrigation down to once every 2 hours and add stress, and plants will exhibit attributes when they're stressed. Mm-hmm. You could run that. You go, wow, look at my labs. Let's lock that down and play that song next time.
Yeah.
And we just have a tremendous amount of time, of fun doing what we're doing. I mean, yeah. Smoking cannabis isn't addictive, according to a friend of mine, but growing it really is. And, you come in every day and see how the terpenes are going, because you rub their stalk and smell the terpenes on your finger and brush your hands over the canopy. I mean, that's addictive.
Yeah. So this atrium system, is it all of the parts we need to grow? Is it just the sensors and we're going to have to buy other stuff? Or what all is being sold here?
Bring your clones, bring your nutrients, bring your water.
Everything else you got covered.
We can do it all. I mean, yeah. Some people already have their cloning set up, or they're vendoring clones, and that's fine. So you transplant into our atrium floor bloomer. You could veg in the atrium floor for a while. There's a lot of decisions one can make. And, in canopy states like Washington, a lot of smaller plants, or Sea of Green or Scrog, seem to be where the money is. But we also support plant count states. And, of course, California has different things in different areas. But plant count state like Michigan, we've done, on a high yielder like Blue Dream, we've done 2.77 pounds or more per light. And so that probably is where the money is in a state like Michigan.
Sure.
The goal, clearly yield is a goal. Because, now that we're largely coming out of prohibition, people want to make money. I mean, that's important, and yield's key on that. And, our system's not cheap, but it can pay for itself in easily less than a year, by increasing yields over some of the more traditional methods.
That's amazing. So how about someone who's been growing for a while and they've already got lights and a setup, and you've got ways to help them as well to increase what they're doing?
Well, at this point in time, we don't break out our components. So, it's we're a young company. There's risk involved with that, because I want to support my system. Mm-hmm. And we're very supportive. I mean, we can't let our growers fail now. So I was at one of our customers in Seattle in March, and the difficulty with that is that the general manager is a great guy, and he's also the lead grower.
Yeah.
So he gets distracted by literally keeping the lights on and keeping the business going. And I was walking through the grow rooms, and I'm like, the girls aren't happy.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I said, hey, buddy, I was just thinking, and he jumped in, could you send Carl in? And Carl's my lead cultivator.
Yeah.
So I sent him up there for a week. And because automation is great, it can do a lot of things, but it can't show the girls love. And our grower can focus more on love than titrating a pH out or setting PPM up.
Sure.
Because that's all automated.
Yeah, that's fantastic. The Atrium System, commercial cannabis cultivation system. Learn more about it. And where can they find out that information?
Our website is essencegrows.com. That's spelled a little strangely. So AESSENSE grows, GROWS.com, all one word.
All right. And any other contacts, like an email or any other ways people can get in touch with you?
We use info@essencecorp.com. So AESSENSECORP.com. So that'll Fantastic. Get to me, or CWREN, CWREN@essencecorp.com. That's fine. Get to me.
Excellent. Chris Wren with the Essence Corporation and the Atrium System for Commercial Cannabis Cultivation, Automation, and High Yields. Looking for that.
Thanks so much, Russ. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you for being here.
Oh, great.
All right, stay tuned, folks. We got more from the Cannabis Business Summit when we return.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Grassroots Marketing on location, only on CannabisRadio.com.